G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, August 18. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual is Joel Marshall. Well, Joel, exciting stuff this weekend. The Peter Lawrence Stakes in Melbourne and most notably the return of Winx in her own race, the Winx Stakes in Sydney.
Yeah, certainly looking forward to Saturday. Some top-class animals return, as you mentioned, in the Lawrence at Caulfield, but all eyes on Royal Randwick on Saturday with the return of Winx in the race, now named after her, formerly the Warwick Stakes. Bit of discussion in the office this week whether this race should or deserve to have been moved up to a Group 1. I guess you can debate that, but it is a Group 1, and it'll probably be another Group 1 in the bank of Winx. She's trialled super, and we've heard Chris Waller say she's, and Hugh Bowman, say she's probably going better than ever. So that's a scary thought for her opposition. But Kemantari, a late entry this week, certainly spices it up a little bit.
Okay, well, we'll be kicking off at Randwick for Winx Stakes Day. But just a little note to listeners to stick around for the end. By popular demand, Joel has compiled a list of his horses to follow for the spring, which we will get to after we've covered the Saturday and Sunday racing. We will start, as I mentioned, at Randwick. We'll go right through the black type for you. It's not just the Winx Stakes. There's plenty of group action. There's five group races on the nine race card, and the first of them is race four, Dali Silver Shadow Stakes, the three-year-old fillies over 1200 metres. Sees the return of the horse roundly renowned as Australia's best maiden, Uhud.
Yeah, and I'm tipping she'll still be the country's best maiden after Saturday, because I'm hoping Fiesta can knock her off. They're both very smart fillies, both by I Am Invincible, of course. Uhud, three times Group 1 placed in the autumn, so she's clearly a gun. But I like Fiesta's work in the autumn. She won the Widden first up, bumped into Seabrook in the Sweet Embrace. She went on to be a Group 1 winner later in the carnival. She had no luck at all in the slipper, and she wasn't all that far off. Well, she was three lengths off Uhud, but she got knocked around, caught wide, had a torrid run. And then she bounced back from that to run really well in the Percy Stikes Binder filly, who listeners will hear a bit more about later on in Pure Elation. I think that form will hold up. I've liked Fiesta's trials without the blinkers, and they go into this without blinkers first up. Barrier one, she'll get the run of the race. I think she can knock off number three, Uhud. Six in for third, Futu. Her latest trial was outstanding. She might have come back a much better filly, and she's already a stakes winner. And four, Outback Barbie. She was held up at a key stage in that Percy Sykes, and was well back to win that race. She's trialled up nicely in Queensland. 1-3-6-4.
Race five at Randwick on Saturday. Sydney Market's Up and Coming Stakes. This one open three-year-olds and over slightly further, 1,300 metres at Group 3 level.
I've gone for a maiden here, number 10, Altair. Just taking note of Chris Waller taking the tougher option with this bloke. He had him in a maiden at Canterbury on Wednesday from a good barrier. He's elected to go around in this Group 3. He's come up with the outside barrier. I'm not too worried about that because he's a horse that's been strung up at all three of his runs from good inside gates. He hasn't had much go right. He was held up on the turn when Charge, his stablemate, kicked away and won at Warwick Farm last start, and Charge went very close to winning the Rosebud last week. So happy to play Altair at double figure odds. Six military zone. Hard to jump off him. I was with him last time and he just sprouted wings late to win. So look, I can certainly have a bit of a saver on him. I think he might have come into sort of favourite now, but still around the 450 mark. Three, Spin, got a confidence booster first up at Kembla. He went around at Winx odds, $1.10, won it easily. He was competitive in good company last prep. And number seven, Smart Alyssum, in for fourth, 10-6-3-7.
The big one is race six, Winx Stakes. Standard weight for age, 1,400 metres. Group one level, only worth $500,000, which is pretty much bottom dollar for a Group one, and really it is, it's a warm-up for later on in the spring. It's not the only one that's managed to get up to Group 1, just I guess because there is a system in place and it is based on the ratings of the horses that finish first, second and third in this. And what with Winx with her rating up around 130 continually, or is certainly winning it for the past 2 years, that's helped it get up to Group 1. But regardless, it is a Group 1, whether you think it should be or not, and she should be winning it, but $1.12, Joel. Geez, I reckon that is a little bit too short, given that last year in this race she missed the jump and just very nearly lost the whole length of the straight to Rundown Fox Play. The following start, again with the bold tactics on Red Excitement, you know, the followers had their hearts in their mouths again. And I just compare to Black Caviar's, I was just looking at Black Caviar's run in her own race when they renamed the Lightning the Black Caviar Lightning. And she started at $1.10. And she only had to beat the likes of Moment of Change. She was always going to stay out of trouble just running down the straight. I mean, as it turned out, she broke the track record. There just seemed to be no queries on Black Caviar winning that race. She was $1.10, and yet, you know, you just could not see her losing. Whereas you could see Winx losing this race. I don't think she will, but you could see it happening.
Yeah, well, she ran around $1.24 in the Queen Elizabeth's, and that's probably what sort of price, you know, she could probably be on Saturday. But I think One Punter's stepped in at 140k on her already, so expecting her to win, clearly. No bet race for me. Sometimes I can sort of work out, you know, a little Quinella or Trifecta with Winx, but no, I'll just be watching on Saturday. She's on top, Kementari for second. He was third in the George Ryder on the soft seven. When he met her in the autumn, he returned with a really good run in the Missile, held up at a key stage. 11 Unforgotten, really keen to see her. She was one of mine for the autumn. She won the Oaks. So keen to see how she returns. And 9, D'Argento, Rosehill Guineas winner. And the latest trial was quite nice. He's in for fourth. 10, 7, 11, 9.
Yeah, I mean, she's 7 as well. Let's not forget that. And she's done more racing than Black Caviar. But as you say, the trial was certainly very, very impressive. Just struggling to hold her. And
yeah.
The other piece of good news for Winx supporters, which I guess we all are, is that the other four Group 1 winners in this race, Kementari, Ace High, D'Argento and Unforgotten, and indeed they're the only ones under $100 in the betting, all four-year-olds. No four-year-old has won this race since Sunline in 1999, which is quite strange. Yeah, isn't it? Early season weight for age race, you'd think the four-year-olds would dominate, but yeah. Not one has won in the last 18 or 19 years. Race 7 at Randwick on Saturday. Nexon Show County Quality 1200 metres Group 3.
Gone with 7 Siege of Quebec here on the minimum 53 kilos. He showed nice ability. Last preparation, go back 12 months, he split Minari and Trekking. In the Rosebud, so good form. We've seen that form hold up since. He won first up, then chased home Kementari in the Eskimo Prince. His next two runs were okay as they were stepping him up in trip. He's an expensive, well-bred stallion. They won't want to be messing about with him too much. I think he'll be pretty well tuned up for a forward showing. I've just gone his way with the pull and the weights over one Lee Remain, who's the class. Yeah, really, first up in the Galaxy last prep, he drew 9. It was a much tougher race. He was unplaced. Since then, his form was outstanding without breaking through at the top level. Barrier 1, easier grade. It's a different proposition for him first up on Saturday, so he's clearly hard to beat. 4, Del Cielo, is going well. It's been a while between wins, but his last two runs have been excellent, and the jock suggests 1,200 will suit. He's also in at the Gold Coast, so watch where he runs. And 6, Natoya, has been trialling up reasonably well. It's 5. Sold for Song is scratched. I'm going well. 9 Condor Heroes is my fourth pick in race 7, but I think we only need 3 for the quaddy. I'll be taking 1, 4, and 7.
Righty-ho. Last of the black type races at Randwick on Saturday is the Ride Toyota Toy Show Quality 1300 for fillies and mares at Group 3 level.
I've put number 5, Lover Lover, on top. Spoke to John Sargent for a story for the Wing Post this week, and he believes she's a little bit behind where she was when she kicked off earlier this year in the Hobartville. I thought she ran pretty well in the Hobartville. She ran 6th. We had 3 subsequent Group 1 winners finish in front of her, as well as Ace High and one other runner that went on to perform very well. Name just escapes me, but the form was outstanding out of that race. And look, she went on to have a good prep, failed in the Oaks on the quick backup. Things didn't quite go to plan there. She's trialled up really well. Just think on the minimum, you know, she's going to be looking for further, but it's a pretty winnable race. And whilst there will be improvement in her, I've lent her way you know, not a great deal of confidence. 10 Smart Amelia in for second. She's going super since joining the Bjorn Baker stable. Reeled off some good late splits in defeat last time. One Egyptian Symbol, giving her a chance to bounce back. She tackled a much stronger Missile first up. That was a really poor run for her, because she's usually very good first up. She pulled up lame, though. As I said, she's certainly the class runner. And 6 Natoya in for fourth after trialling well.
Alrighty, well, that wraps up the black type at Randwick. Joel's best, race 4, number 1, Fiesta. We've heard the spiel for both of these because his valued bet is race 5, number 10, Altair. Caulfield, the venue for Melbourne racing on Saturday. And we have 3 group races and a listed race, starting with race 5, KS Environmental Vane Stakes, 1100 for the 3-year-old Colts and Geldings.
Gone with 1 Longleaf, tricky gate, 10 of 10. Be interesting to see what they do. Probably come back off the speed. His jump outs have been nice. I thought he had a reasonable autumn. He won the preview first up, failed in the Blue Diamond, but bounced back with pretty good efforts in the slipper and the sires. So he's a talented colt, and he's bred to be better at 3. He's on top from the favourite, number 6, Tony Nicone. Certainly created a big impression this track over 1,200 metres on debut. Should have a fair bit of upside, you would think. 4 the August, 2 from 2, did a good job going from Donald to Flemington. He resumes from the inside gate, and 7 high ratio. Mick Price has always given the impression that he really likes this colt. I think he might just have needed that run first up at Sandown. He's since been back to the trials. 1 on top from 6, 4, 7.
6 on top for me, Tony Nicone from number 2, Ollivander, and then 2 of the undefeated ones in 4 the August and 3 Rock Hard. Race 6 at Caulfield on Saturday is the Winslow Group Quizette Stakes. This is the Phillies division, also 1100 metre Group 3.
I've gone for number 6, Quafila, here at a bit of odds. Really liked her recent jump outs at Flemington. She's a talented filly. I thought she ran really well first up in the Blue Diamond. Tough task to win that race first up. She drew 13, got a long way back. She was hitting the line well. Finished strongly in the Black Opal, and then Golden Slipper. May just have come to the end of her prep, but I like what we've seen from her on the training track. Blinker's first time as well. So I've gone her way at odds from 10 Pippi, who was excellent on debut, measured right up in a strong race at the Valley. Multaja went past her and looked special doing it. Multaja was entered for this race, but not here. That leaves it open for Pippi to go very close. 1 Sunlight, obviously the class. Maybe I'm jumping off a little too soon. She was just in a different class to Nature Strip, who made her look a bit silly last time, but she'll be better for that, and she can certainly win without surprising. And I put the 19 in for fourth. May not get a run, but I'm a big fan of number 19, Sweet Raquette.
Yeah, well, I haven't jumped off Sunlight in, but I'm a big Pippi fan, and it was very much tossing up, but I did think I'd give Sunlight one more go. 1 to be 10 for third, number 9, Right Enough, and fourth, number 18, Golden Halo. The big one is race 7, Sir John Monash PB Lawrence Stakes, 1400 metres, group 2, standard weight for age, and some of the stars of the spring could be coming through this race, but if they are, Joel, they will most likely be running on and finishing 4th, 5th or further back. Apart from once about 3 years ago, where the cleaner was second to Mourinho.
Yeah.
Those two, well, certainly Mourinho went on and won the McKinnon. And that's there's been very few winners of this race, despite its reputation as a spring-shaping race, which it certainly was in the old, up until sort of 10 or 15 years ago. You got a lot of Melbourne Cup and Caulfield Cup and Cox Plate winners coming through this race. Not so much since, although Jamaica ran in the race, ran 4th a couple of years ago. And last year, I think there were 3 subsequent Group 1 winners in the Lawrence Stakes, but none of them ran a place. So with a view further forward in the spring, just looking for the ones finishing off, not so much the ones that are already tuned up enough to be winning or placing. Having said all that, what do you like?
I think the race is set up for number 14, Showtime. He's yet to win at the elite level, but 2 wins from 16, I guess that's a little bit of a little bit of a worry. He's running against some horses that are proven winners, proven at this top level, but he's been placed a couple of times at Group 1 level. Third to Brave Smash, beaten less than the length in the Futurity. This track and distance was placed in the All Age behind Trapeze Artist. I thought his first up run in the Missile was good, got back. They ran along in fast time and he was hitting the line well. I think just this race presents nicely for him, having had the run under the belt. He'll slide forward, get into a sort of second or third chasing Jungle Edge. I think he'll look the winner at some point and hopefully he can hold them off. 14 Showtime to beat 13 Grunt. Just showed last prep that he was a winner. A couple of times he was tested, he stuck his neck out and won. Big raps on him. I think he'll run really well. 1 Hartnell in for third. You know, he's another year older. Can he just keep coming up with these good first up performances? Of course, he won the Aura in the autumn and won this race last year. But he's all class, got to be included. And 3 Humidor, who goes in for fourth. He'll improve with a run, of course. But he ran fourth in the Futurity first up in the autumn. 14, 13, 1, 3.
Yeah, very similar numbers for me, but I ended up putting Hartnell on top. It's not really one of my horses, but just the two, the last two resuming efforts over this Caulfield 1400 metres, just sensational. As you say, he's a year older. I mean, look, I would have gone with Grunt, who I've got for second, and Showtime for third, but I think they're... it's, looking at the history of the race just made me think that, you know, they won't... They shouldn't be. You know, if they're going to be stars of the spring, they shouldn't be wound up enough to win this first up, but they could well, of course. So I've got 1 Hartnell to beat 13 Grunt, 14 Showtime, and the other, apart from Hartnell, 1400 metre Caulfield Specialist, also getting on in years, and that's number 2, Black Heart Bart, 1, 13, 14, 2. Race 8, Lister. Regal Roller Stakes, which is also the listed Lister Regal Roller Stakes. 1,200, 4 years old and up. 3-year-olds can't run. And it's 1,200.
I've gone with 8 Mirakeb here. Tipping a pretty big day for Hayes, Dabernick and Shadwell. Tipped a few of theirs. But Mirakeb is a horse that's always shown plenty of ability. Wide barriers probably meant that his record doesn't read as well as it could. Drew wide in the CS Hayes, was placed to Grunt, drew wide in the Guineas, ran on well behind Grunt, went up to Sydney, got a win in the Carbine Club at good odds, thought he ran okay in the All Age, only 3.5 off Trapeze Artist, thought he trailed up quite nicely. D. Oliver to ride barrier 4, happy to back him each way from Tenard Rossen. Lots been spoken about this bloke, I guess it's time for him to stand up and be counted now, but look, his trials haven't been that flash, but blinkers on, inside draw. I think he'll run well. 1 is scratched 3 Osborne Bulls. I've got him for third, 7 from 10. Great record. First go Caulfield's the obvious query from a wide draw. And 7 Brave Song on the quick back up from his really good run in the Ori Star behind two sort of proven older sprinters.
I went for Osborne Bulls with a great record despite the wide gate and the Caulfield debut. In fact, made him my best of the day to beat 10 Ardrossan, 5 Innkeeper, and 6 Bella Martini. That wraps up the black type at Caulfield. As I mentioned, Osborne Bull's my best. My value bet comes up in the raffle, aka the benchmark 78 over 1100. And I just thought Bob of the Head, number 13, goes well fresh, well drawn. Could just come out and win it for $15 or run a place.
John McArdle flying too.
Exactly, stabling form.
My best was Showtime, we've covered that. Race 7, number 14. My value was Quafila. Race 6, number 6. And a good roughie to kick off the card, number 11, Tegrita. Nantali, hard to beat. She's going well. But Tegrita, ready to step up and trip. Her run in the Autumn Classic, 1800, this track back in February. Gee, it was tough. She was 4 wide for a lot of the way and was still only beaten 3.5 lengths. Barrier 1, step up and trip. We can expect improvement from her at around $21.
Alrighty, Morfordville, they are back on the course proper, apart from the hurdle, which is on the Parks track. And there is a Group 3 race, Joel. I don't know if you have investigated this at all. It's the David R. Coles AM Spring Stakes. You do get, despite the fact that it's been running winter, as it always is, you do get the occasional spring star kicking off here. And Paul Richo Richards is pretty keen on the Tony McAvoy train, dollar for dollar. Has won 2 of 3 fresh and, in fact, finished second the other time and did do pretty well in group races last time in. and you would think should go pretty close against this lot at level or at weight for age.
It'll be interesting to see where Innkeeper goes. I haven't noticed if he's been scratched anywhere, but of course he's also in that Regal Roller Stakes, where he's drawn well. He's also drawn well in Adelaide. So
got a jogging in both.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a toss-up. But dollar for dollar, certainly trialled really well at Gawler the other day, and he holds an entry for the Cox Plate. So I know a lot of horses do. They're obviously happy with the way he's come back. And he's won seven from 15, so I think he deserves to be aimed at good races. And at the case, he should be hard to beat.
And Richo's value bet at Morpheville on Saturday, race 8, number 1, Air Guitar, does have the whole 61 kilos. Craig Newitt across from Tasmania to ride, and ran a close second at Mildura last start. Only his fourth start, has two wins, a second and a fourth. And the winner of that Mildura race, Enigman, has won again since. So not massive value. In fact, $4 favourite. But there you go. Dollar for dollar into Air Guitar. If they both get up, well, there's 16 bucks for your buck. Gold Coast is the venue for Queensland Metro Racing on Saturday, and we're looking at a good four track, and should be a bit of value there, Joel.
Yeah, good to see we've got a bit of a change up the next few weeks. I think Sunshine Coast have two Saturdays in a row, City Racing, so that'll be good. Gold Coast Saturday, giving Bellflyer another chance, race 5, number 1. Just got a bit too far back at Doomben last start. Never really looked like winning. It was a race dominated out in front by Sabcat with the light weight. I thought Bellflyer found the line well. Claim helps. He's just so genuine. He's going to be giving himself a chance. I think in a race like this where there doesn't look like a horse that's going to go to the front and sort of run them off their legs, he should be in striking distance and be hard to hold out. My value bet, well, I might just have got this completely wrong because I went up $81, which I just don't know why. But race 3, number 6, Alaskan Wolf. I think she's a $15, maybe $20 chance, but she's still just massive odds at the moment. First up, last prep, in the race of this class at Doomben, she led, gave a great sight, ran second. Forgiving her next two, 1,200's not usually a go, her go, as isn't wet tracks. So dry track, short distance, good barrier, Tegan Harrison. As I said, I think she's a $15, 20-1 chance, and you can get much better at the moment, so it might be worth a little bit of a look.
Over in Perth, there is a listed race, the Belmont Newmarket, over 1,200 metres. And BJ Ryan likes number 9. This is race 7, likes number 9. Oliver's Travels is first up. Rose through the ranks last prep, won a stack of races, placed in the Bunbury Stakes. Tried recently, looked good, and will be ridden patiently. Can finish over the top. The fact that Willie Pike has jumped off the second favourite, Profit Street, and on to this is a lead that, of course, won't go unnoticed by the punters. BJ's best race, 6, number 10, top of the class. Value bet, race 2, number 7, Kelly's Secret. Earlier in the day, Joel, where are we racing across the Tasman?
We are at Tarapa on Saturday. Tarapa and Waverley. Tarapa, the feature is the Foxbridge Plate, weight for age group 2, over 1,200. An early lead-in towards the first of the big group ones at Hastings. Some nice horse, a really interesting runner in War Affair, who began his career in New Zealand, I believe, with a couple of trials, went to Singapore and was an absolute star over there. He's an 8-year-old, he's eight or nine, certainly getting on in years, so big query on him. I've gone with 6 Julius. He's a monster, this galloper, but he's such a good horse. If he can stay sound, he could reach the top. He is on top for me from 13, Melody Bell. Of course, we know her quite well. She's been over to Australia before. She's a talented mare. That's race 6. My best for the meeting is My Gift, race 2, number 2. Former Hong Kong galloper. Both runs in New Zealand have been good. Drops sharply in grade on the last run. He wasn't beaten far. The claim gets him in really well here. And my value is Aroda, race 4, number 14. All three runs to date have been at 1,400. Been making steady improvement. Only just got beat last start. Gets the claim again. We'll roll forward. I think 1,600 suits. At Waverley, my best is race 1, number 2, Sylvester. Smallish field, and you can probably make a case for 3 or 4 of them, but good last start winner. Should be hard to beat again. My value is Hello, M'lady. Race 5, number 9. Won well first up. Gets into an open handicap, but down on the minimum, I think will be hard to beat. Interesting race. We'll get to see number 3, Ladies First, the Auckland Cup winner. She's being aimed towards the Melbourne Cup, so keep an eye on her return there in race 5.
That wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Don't forget to get your winning post if you haven't already. Also, Got the form for Friday and Sunday, as well as our usual comprehensive Saturday coverage and fields for Monday. Sunday, the highlight, Sportsbet Ballarat. We've got the All Jumps card. There's only six races. There's only 56 acceptors, but there's a couple of intriguing events, notably the Jim Houlihan hurdle worth $125,000, and of course the Grand National Steeplechase worth $350,000. Wells bidding to become the first four-time Victorian Grand National Steeplechase winner, has 73.5 kilos, but Steve Pateman in his column in Winning Post this week reckons that that's actually not bad when you consider what Bash Boy got when he was just going for his third. Pateman, of course, here rides the main danger to Wells in number two, Sea King. That seems to be a race in two. You never know, of course, with these feature jumps races. Often with the races in two, there'll be something that comes up and blouses them both. Any opinion, John?
Not particular. I'd love to see Wells do it again. Just be a great, great story. And I don't know if there's been any sort of wording on whether that's going to be a swan song. I guess not. If he wins, I'll probably come back for another go next year. But yeah, I'd probably just love to see Wells, but no sort of firm opinion. We know how good Sea King is and Stephen Pateman aboard. So it'd be good to see those two fight it out, I reckon.
All right, well, if you do love your jumps racing, and you possibly can, then get out to Ballarat, or at the very least, have a bet on it, because the future of it is going to be contingent, as it is in all forms of sport and business, on numbers. So if you like it and you want to keep it, then support it. That wraps up the weekend, and I'll just remind you right now to pick up your Winning Post if you haven't already, because we've got not only all that form, but we've got Steve Pateman's column. We have got Matty Stewart has done a great column on Grant Young, the very informed South Australian trainer. Richo has interviewed the author of a new book on Winx. We've got the return of Tony Kneebone's snippets column. Richo has also interviewed Kelvin Burke, the former champion jumps jockey turned trainer. So plenty of great reading in your Winning Post this week. Now, Joel, hit us with the horses to follow this spring.
Yeah, I've just got a bit of a list here. Some of them are pretty obvious, but I guess horses to mention, that ones that I'm certainly keen to see run through the spring. One that we saw last Saturday, Night's Watch. I think if you're not a fan already, you should be. That was a super return. He was there ready to win, I thought, at the 100, and may just have peaked on his run. Couldn't quite catch the answer, my friend, but a lovely return, and I think they're looking at maybe Naturalism into the Caulfield Cup. I think he's 200-1 for the Caulfield Cup, so you could probably do worse and have a little speck on him and watch how he travels through the spring. A few other established horses that I'm huge fans of. Pure Relation, I think she's going to win something big. I'm not sure what they're aiming at. Possibly the Coolmore deeper into the spring. Loved her recent trial the other day. I think it was at Gosford. I think she can be a real star this spring, and you know, possibly they, I don't know if they'll look at a race like the Moya. Of course, we saw She Will Reign win that as a three-year-old filly. Might be a possibility. Young Star, who's a filly I was super keen on through the winter. Of course, she won the Queensland Oaks. Her Queensland Derby run was outstanding, just a mile off them coming to the turn, and just pulled off so much ground off the place getters. So keen to see how she comes along this spring. The Autumn Sun, I think, his current favourite for the Caulfield Guineas, and I think that's a race they'll target, and he'll be very hard to beat in. And perhaps a few just slightly away from the radar. Tahitian Dance is a filly I've got a bit of time for. We saw her win at Moonee Valley for Shane Nichols going back some weeks. Keen to see how she comes back from a bit of a let-up. Ocean Knight, who was a debut winner for the Hayes Dabernig Yard. We saw him go on to the listed race on Anzac Day at Flemington and run okay. He's had a jump out at Flemington. Looks to be coming along well. Sweet Rickett, a filly I mentioned at Caulfield. I've got a fair bit of time for her. I don't think she'll get a run on Saturday, but be interested to see when she resumes. Sydney Blues, a horse up in Sydney, a maiden winner for the Waterhouse Bot team. He's a half to Faulkner by Sebring. Don't mind the look of him. They might sort of target a race like the Spring Champion with him. And a couple from across the Tasman in New Zealand, a horse that should be kept closely under guard, is a horse by the name of Botty from the Baker Forsman Yard. He's by Jackalbury, of course. Former trainer Marco Botty, or trainer Marco Botty, trained Jackalbury. He's the half to Lion Tamer. Of course, we saw him win the Victoria Derby, and that's the race the Baker Forsman team are aiming him at. And another filly that's going to come across, I would suggest, is a filly by the name of Sure Bet. Graham Rogerson was talking up the VRC Oaks after the day, after the first up win, sorry, not the debut. She might go around in a race next Saturday in New Zealand, so keep an eye on Sure Bet. Interesting race next Saturday, the Taranaki Challenge. They've modelled it on the Everest. It's a $100,000 maiden, or you had to have been a maiden at the time of, I think, 3 or 4 weeks ago. Sure Bet will go into that carrier weight penalty, so keen to see her there. So there's a bit of a list, a few horses just to keep an eye on. You might want to have a look at futures bettings, but yeah, maybe Night's Watch at 200-1 for the Caulfield Cup. I think he's 300 for the Cox Plate. I don't know if you'll get into that race, but maybe a couple of dollars on him for the Cup and hope he wins the Naturalism might be the way to go.
Alrighty, well, thanks for that comprehensive wrap-up. Hope you had your pens and papers out. Now just go to your favourite betting provider and click on futures. Meanwhile, we will get back to it. And hopefully back a few winners over the weekend, as we hope will you. And we'll talk to you next week on the
$20 bet before we go. $20.
Oh, $20 bet. Best $20 bet.
Don't forget that. We're all wrapped up for races.
You're discombobulating me with your bloody horses to follow.
We've got races months away here. I'll go Fiesta. A hoot. She'll be the best maiden in the country after Saturday because Fiesta will knock her off, I reckon.
All right. Now I'll go Caulfield Race 8, number 3, Osborne Bulls. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.